And in Belgrade, Serbian opposition leaders said today's anti-government demonstration was the biggest yet. The latest protest came after the government cracked down on radio stations in Belgrade, and a Serbian court refused to order new municipal elections. It was the annulment of opposition victories in Belgrade and other Serbian cities that originally started the protest. But as President Slobodan Milosevic hardens his stand, there are signs that some members of state institutions are starting to turn against his autocratic rule. From Belgrade, Serbia, NPR's Silvia Pajoli has a report.
In what has become a daily ritual, today's protests began at noon. Thousands of students gathered in front of the Department of Philosophy, singing the centuries-old student's anthem in defense of academic freedom. Students and professors took turns reading messages of condemnation of the government-ordered blackout of the last remaining independent radio stations in Belgrade. The students then began their march through the city, and for the first time, they were joined by a group of workers from an independent trade union who cheered them on, banging empty plates and spoons. They're a symbol of the widespread poverty caused by international sanctions imposed on Serbia for its sponsorship of the Bosnian War. The student march was only the prelude of the big event in the afternoon at the opposition headquarters in the central Terrasia Square. But the number of protesters was so big today, opposition leaders announced the rally had been moved to a bigger square nearby. And there was a mood of gaiety as several demonstrators began to dance when a gypsy band joined the march. Several women carried loaves of bread, which in Serbia are a symbol of brotherhood. Other people held lit candles, a sign of peace. These gentle gestures alternated with angry shouts calling for the ouster of Milosevic, Red Bandit, thief, and last of the Balkan dictators. From a large podium, Zoran Djindjic, who is emerging as the most prominent of the three opposition leaders, referred to decades-old ideological clashes between Serbs when he said, "We Serbs, we all know what we want, and for the first time, there are no divisions among us. We are united here," he said, "in this square and in other towns in Serbia." Next came Vesna Pezic, who was interrupted by prolonged screeching, hoots and howls when she uttered the name of Serbia's detested strongman. Finally, Vuk Drašković appealed directly for international help to transform Serbia from a gangster-ruled enclave into an open society based on human rights.
If pro-European peaceful Serbia fought for Dayton before Dayton, these people cannot see any proof for the miracle to transform Balkan Al Capone into Mahatma Gandhi.
The Serbian protest movement received a boost yesterday when several judges, including five Supreme Court justices, openly called for a re-examination of the court rulings that annulled opposition victories in recent local elections. One demonstrator said it was about time.
Unfortunately, this is only a minority. All the judges should do that because what we're talking about here definitely is a fraud and it's annulling something that people want and voted for.
However, today, a local court rejected an opposition claim that it had been robbed of its victories, a decision that appears to have closed off a last possible compromise between the opposition and Milosevic. This is Silvia Pajoli in Belgrade.